calls, and you're hearing everything Harry Fisher said at EMT being backed up. This is reality. The insurance company numbers are out. Tens of millions dead. This is a major test, and it's not going the way the globalists thought. People are really waking up. They're concerned. Come with us another 20 minutes or so. Some stations join us in 5 minutes. It's a short segment. Let's take as many calls as possible. Cher in Texas is a nurse, and what she's seen with COVID shots.
Oh, Alex, I just want to say I'm a melanated person. I don't like to call myself black. I am a American.
We love
okay,
you.
That's what I said. I love you too, Alex, and everybody in this world, no matter the hue, color of your skin. This is the start of end of procreation and a beginning of a depopulation agenda. So what I got hurt as a registered nurse a couple of years ago, but I received several calls from my friends who said during the pandemic, it wasn't a lot of hospitalizations. It was a few, but the hospitalization shot up after the shot or the jabs came into play. So they start seeing people with cardiac issues, strokes, aneurysms, blood clots. I even had family members call, and I did warn my family members and friends. Alex, I did warn them. We had a family member, they wanted to go on a cruise so bad, took the jab, even though he had already had COVID. And I told him he had the antibodies, he didn't need it. Well, he gets a blood clot developing in the bottom of his legs, almost the size of a basketball. So they had to cut his leg off.
Wow.
Then one of our family members found her dead lying in the chair. Another family member, and I don't think nobody's touching on this, Alex, when these people die, they always die on a flat on their face or flat on their back. So that's how you know it's definitely attacking the heart. Just had a family member die, a friend, liver. It's attacking the liver as well. But I want to talk about this, Alex, because I've been a registered nurse over 18 years. And I used to have to tell nurses who was even older than me, and I was a charge nurse, a nurse preceptor. That's people who train the nurses. I used to always tell them, go read your laws. Go read the Board of Nursing Examiner laws in the state of Texas or wherever state you're from. Everything you do, you have to do with scientific evidence-based research. It tells you, nurses, even doctors, but nurses I'm talking about, what would a competent and prudent nurse do? So the nurses could even be taking a task for giving these jabs, not knowing we had no evidence scientific-based research. What about the vaccine information sheet? We're giving people pneumonia shots, flu vaccines, and we tell them the side effects, correct? You mean there's nothing, no documentation or material for a vaccine information sheet? That's question of cause right there. But I'm going to tell you, and that's why the country...
Well, that's right. We have the famous videos of the pharmacist 3 years ago opening up the sheet. There's nothing on it.
Nothing on it. So how are we practicing something that's evidence-based scientific research? Dr. Farrah Fauci said he's the science, right? And let me tell you this, Alex, nobody talked about this. I work with teams of doctors, so we would do rounds because I worked on a cardiac intermediate care unit. You had several doctors on a team. You mean to tell me we only listening to one doctor, Dr. Farrah Fauci or Deborah Burke? See, it's like people thinking went out the window, Alex, and it has caused death. It has caused harm and of our own population here in America. And, of course, it was designed to attack my culture, people, too. And I want to give a shout-out to your products. Went to the doctor. My thyroid was low. I kept hearing the commercials about your niacin iodine. I took it literally for, like, a couple of weeks. Just got my lab results back. And my levels are normal. The brain forest is off the chart. It helps.
Cher, I want you to know something. I love you, and you're a beautiful woman and a beautiful person, and we're going to beat them together. God bless you. Thank you so much, Cher. We'll be right back.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure Water Filtration Systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Harry Fisher, EMT, exposing the mass death. It's all the statistics, all the studies. What is it like to hear that last incredible caller from Texas and what she was saying? That's what you're hearing yourself.
It's amazing to hear people talk that way because of, you know, it's hard. We've been going so long not able to hear this kind of talk, this kind of truth. So being able to actually hear them come out and speak, it's a breath.
Well, that's
of fresh
why they
air.
Want this show shut down. Conservatively, 10 million listeners a day. We put the number out. We don't screen the calls. They're EMTs, doctors, nurses, all calling in, backing up what you're saying. Plus, we have the numbers. That's why they want this show out the air. It's so big, it makes us know we're not alone.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to be gunning for you left and right, Alex. I've seen it happen. I've watched as you've gone through this, and you're certainly in my prayers. And a lot of people out here are actually backing you.
Harry Fisher, it's a pleasure. So I enjoy this because we're fighting evil. Let's go to another caller, D in Massachusetts, intake pharmacist on Pages with COVID. Go ahead, D. Thanks for holding.
I'm actually a pharmacy technician.
Okay, fine. I just saw intake pharmacists, but go ahead. Pharmacy technician, go ahead.
Physician, but we actually make all the drugs. You name it. I've compounded it. Chemo, vasodilators, pediatric medicine. Just long and short of it, I was in New York when the pandemic hit, and I saw the fear that the mainstream media pushed on us, and I left New York. I lived in Connecticut. I worked at the VA, and I saw them take away the monoclonal antibodies that we were giving to veterans, and they switched it to remdesivir, and it's killing every other patient.
Wow.
Then I left the VA. I stayed with them per diem, and I started working at another big hospital, but I left them because they denied my religious exemption. I told them, I said, you know what? This today is my last day. And I got at another place. This place might, they accepted it, but I've seen the number of vasodilator medications go up. I've seen our crash carts constantly used. We have to replenish them whenever they're used. We're using them. The numbers have gone up. We've had the crash team actually respond to, from since I started working here, at least 5 employees. The ED is always full. I have 2 sister-in-laws that are vaccine injured. One was diagnosed with pericarditis, had to have a couple of random surgeries, and the other one has seizures. The medications that we're ordering all have to do with people that have had heart problems, neural issues. I have coworkers that have neural issues. One, her face is permanently moved, stretched to the left, and it's like I'm working in an M. Night Shyamalan nightmare, quite literally.
Now, I understand. So you're watching genocide.
Yes. Every drug that we've sent out from the pharmacy, potassium, sulfate, TPNs is IV nutrition, sodium phosphate, manganese, copper, chromium. The numbers for that have gone up. We've seen
globalists are attacking America. This is their weapon. It's a new war. We have to admit we're in a war. That's what you're saying. You're seeing this.
We are. Yes. The NICU, the babies of mothers that are born that have gotten the vaccine, like almost every single one have to be on TPN.
What's TPN?
It's like IV electrolyte nutrition. It's like one bag that the doctor and the pharmacist, they get together and they figure out, okay, they're doing well this day. We're going to give them like maybe one MEQ of chromium per.
Sure. So you're seeing stuff you've never seen before. Dee, I don't want to cut you off, but we got to get to other people. Anything else you want to add?
Please keep this going. I'm praying that this channel stays on because we're all going to be needed when the truth really, really does come out, and that we need to be there for prayer and also to tell folks the truth.
I'm going to say this now. I do shows about World War III. Nobody wants to call in. They say we've already been hit by World War III, the bio attack, the shots. I agree. I am going to commit 80% of the show now to just talk to medical workers. They don't want this on air. They're trying to shut us down the next few months. They already tried to shut us down desperately the last few weeks. Pray for us. God knows what's going to happen, but you're absolutely right. We are going to have medical workers every day until we're shut down, and then after that. So follow us wherever we are, folks. Tell everybody where we're at. The backups aren't even ready yet, but I'm going to shift to that right now. But I'm so focused right now, I haven't done that yet. We're going to stay on air, and just God bless you, Dee, and thank you so much. You want to comment on that, Harry Fisher, and we'll go to the next caller?
For those who don't understand when she's saying the crash cart, she's saying that people are dying at an extraordinary rate. They're having to replenish their cart. The cart that we use, like if I'm working in an ER or my crash bag, my bag that I take for a call, we're having to go through a lot of the things we use for cardiac arrest. Please forgive the chopper in the background. But we're having to utilize a lot of the medications from epinephrine to amiodarone, anything we're using in cardiac arrest. And that's what she was talking about when she says crash cart.
So she's seeing, like you're saying, what's the number show? Off the chart, our problems.
Yeah, it's been to the point where we've had to actually mix our own epi. Used to, like during the first waves, we actually ran out of epinephrine. We were having to mix our own epi.
Wow. All right, Alan in California, medical insurance worker. Tell us what you're seeing, Alan.
You got me there good?
I do, Alan. Go ahead.
Great. First of all, Alex and Harry Fisher, God bless you. Brothers, we're going to keep fighting these people. And I'm a big supporter. Just ordered some things from DrJonesNaturals.com.
Thank you.
And Nitric Boost, I've been ordering that since it came out months ago. So here's the thing. I'm going to make this like my collectible Mustangs fast, but I want to give you the big picture. Remember Barack Obama said we're going to fundamentally transform America? Well, they started when our federal government captured the insurance companies and all the medical industry with the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare.
Which they could then use as a weapon.
Not only a weapon. Remember, Allison, you're a historian. You're amateur historian. The Kaiser back in Germany about 100 years ago, what did he do? He captured all the medical industry. The control, the only thing second to food is medical care. So I spent 34 years, thank God I made millions, but I got out of it because, first of all, they came in with the transgender stuff, okay? Back in 2015, because of Obamacare, back in 2015 and 16, they were already doing the health insurance companies for these crazy people, parents, I mean, would pay for the transgendering of their kids, okay? So fast forward, and by the way, as much as I love Ronald Reagan, in 1986, he's the one that signed off on the...
No, you're right. I know a doctor in Texas should face 10 years for secret experiments cutting off males' genitals in Texas. So, yeah, this is all a giant, evil, mad scientist cult.
Right. This is how it connects, though, to what's going on with these quote-unquote vaccines, which are not, is the fact that this is our government. They're culling us. They're getting rid of people through these things, but they give them the cover of the medical industry. Okay, I was doing group management over thousands of people with all their health care. But here's the thing: people got to realize the health insurance companies are not on your side. They want the more you use, the higher your premiums, the more they make. They were captured with Obamacare. And I think Harry Fisher could probably maybe connect.
All right, great point. I'm going to jump. I got to say, everybody, Harry, you want to comment on that?
I agree that the medical system has been captured, and they're pushing a trans everything agenda from
That's
trans
right.
this, trans that, all the way to transhuman.
Sue in New Mexico. Sue, a nurse on COVID vaccines and patients' brain bleed. Sue, tell us what you're seeing.
Hi, Alex. I'm a bit overwhelmed because I'm trying to condense this into something I can speak to fairly quickly because I've seen so much over the past few years. I worked through the whole, spike in the alleged, disease, and then just issues, that I saw post-vaccine and whatnot. And I was at least lucky enough to be in a place where they immediately allowed religious exemptions, and there were a handful of nurses that were on the same page about what was going on, that we could actually kind of assess summaries of patients coming into our specialty hospital. And when the story was that it was the epidemic or pandemic of the unvaxxed, we would plant seeds when EMS would bring them in, because we were we specialize in ventilator care, respiratory care, wound care, but we have a menagerie of different types of diagnosis in the little hospital that I worked in. And what we started to do was if EMS brought somebody in that, the talk was, oh, the vaccinated, you better get vaccinated. We're like, oh, wow, this patient's on a vent, and they would put their vaccination history, and they would put their COVID status, their vaccination status. And 90% of them were vaccinated, and they were on a vent, but nobody was really saying anything. We're bringing these patients in, and I'm like, oh, wow, I would say this to EMS because they'd give you a bedside report of this patient, blah, blah, blah. And I would look at the summary and say, oh, wow, they've been vaccinated twice and they're on the vent with COVID. Isn't that funny? You know what I mean? So then you have to, that's what I've been bringing to the table. Being
and they now admit that the shot grows the spike protein. They admit that.
Well, and like I said, I could go on hours on the things that I've seen. I saw one guy had taken no medications in his life except for, some maybe aches and pains, whatnot. And then he's got full-blown cancer in 4 weeks after the vaccine, osteomyelitis lays dormant for 25 years. And then after the vaccine.
Well, Mikovic says the reason it's come out in the news that they kept what's in it secret. They say it's every pathogen, every weapon, it's everything.
Correct. And I just want to say there's a couple of case scenarios that really hit me hard. I refused to give the vaccine, and they were great at the place that I worked. I never gave it. I said, I will not give this vaccine. I think it's murder. And I said, and I even told my coworkers, I'm like, you give this when this all comes out. And some of them were kind of clueless, like, well, what do you mean if it comes out? I'm like, you'll start hearing more about this probably the next 24 to 36 months, because the pandemic is going to be the strokes, the bleeds, the clots. We're seeing patients full of clots, their whole body. We saw numerous, brain bleeds, staples in the head. The nurses are like, what's going on here? Like, I worked at that place for 5 years. I'm like, we didn't have this stuff, until after all this happened. I'm like, well, put two and two together then. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't see this prior to the vaccine, and now after the vaccine, we're seeing all of these autoimmune diseases, crumbled bones, cancers, mitral valve, any kind of valve replacement you can think of, heart attack, stroke, whatnot. It's all coming, and now.
And the numbers are all clear. You're an amazing person. I hate to cut you off. We got two more callers. The Maria Z takes over with Michael Yon with some updates on the war in China and all that. But thank you, Sue. We're going to do, I promise you, folks, they can shut us down within months. They already tried. People saw it in the news. They tried to shut us down. We survived. We're going to do half the show, at least, on taking calls from medical workers, because this needs to be on record. And it's up to viewers and listeners to boost this then and warn others. We're doing our best job here, folks. We're going to talk to Catherine, and then we're going to talk to Anna, and that's it. Catherine, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
from Minnesota.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I just want to talk a little bit. You know, I've worked in EMS for 6 years now. And the last 2 years as a paramedic has been the worst I've ever seen in my life. I've had tons of cardiac arrests, things that is unheard of. Pediatric cardiac arrest, which used to be a thing that was unheard of, and now it's probably once or twice a week we're seeing pediatric cardiac arrest.
That means children.
And babies, you know, infants, children. I've had a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old with sudden cardiac problems, and the doctors really, if you ask them, can this possibly be something to do with the vaccine, they'll scoff at you. When nothing else, that's never happened ever before. I've seen more strokes than I've ever seen in the past 2 years. I would say it's probably happening every other shift for me. And we work 12 and 13-hour shifts. So strokes, brain bleeds, cardiac arrest, people who are never been on medication in their whole life, never had any medical problems in their whole life, all of a sudden having heart problems, cancers, autoimmune disorders. And the doctors really will tell you that you're crazy if you mention anything still to this day. You know, I've worked on coworkers before. I had a nurse, somebody I knew who I had to work cardiac arrest on her. She was young, in her 40s. I've had family members have heart attacks, strokes, and everybody just will not draw the lines together. Nobody will say it's due to that. With everything coming in, people will still tell you you're crazy for saying it's anything to do with the COVID shot. So it's crazy. But I'm a paramedic, and these are things that, you know, we critically think we're supposed to. And they want you to feel alone and like you're crazy for asking these questions. And it could be anything else, but it couldn't be that. So.
Well, God bless you, and call us again, Catherine. We love you. God loves you. Thank you so much. Comments on that, Harry Fisher. We'll take one final caller from Anna in Tennessee.
Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for what you do. I know firsthand exactly what you're seeing, and it's not easy. To anybody out there listening, she's experiencing the death that I've been talking about. She's experiencing those young heart attacks. Probably the same thing that I did, trying to ask the parents if they've had any of the vaccines, and to see the parents actually register in their eyes whenever you ask the question. It's almost like they just then realized they could have possibly harmed their kid. So I'm praying for you, and I hope you can give it to God.
And they're counting on people to go under the abuse with Stockholm Syndrome instead of fighting it. They're counting on that. We're not going to lay down.
Amen.
Anna, last caller, and then Maria's just going to take over. Anna in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Sir, I'm sorry, but I don't have much professional medical experience. I'm an in-home caregiver for an elderly couple. However, I think what I need to say is a perfect last call. You and Gary Fisher briefly turned the conversation earlier before you started taking calls to the goodness of God. And everything that was said just kind of shook me. And I just want to say to you, Alex Jones, don't ever give up, because I was J&J vaccinated very regretfully now in April of 2021. In June of 2022, I came out pansexual. I had pink and purple hair after I shaved my head from having a complete mental breakdown. I mean, I jumped up and down for joy when I saw Biden was our president, and I had completely denounced Christianity in any form. I was as bad as it could get, and my family is brainwashed, and they are total leftists. And I'm just thankful I married a man that listens to you and opened my eyes completely. Man, I started church back in January. I'm saved. I'm baptized. I'm a member of my church. I watch InfoWars. My eyes are wide open. I mean, and whether I feel like you're a leftist watching and just hating, or you're red-pilled, it doesn't matter. I mean, we just, like Gary said, what's good is bad, what's bad is good, is biblical. My preacher just preached last Sunday about repentance, and I don't think that was a coincidence. left.
No, it's not. That's what's beautiful is we're ready for the people that have been under Satan's control to join humanity. We're going to win this, and nobody looks down on you. When I wasn't awake, I probably killed 10 of my kids paying for abortions. And I say that on there, and the left goes, why does he admit that? Because I was wrong. And the point is, God can forgive you and bring you back from this. And that's where we are. Anna, thank you as the last caller. Maria's East about to take over. But just this is so epic. They're killing us. We are in the middle of a satanic overthrow of the earth. And it's so biblical. In closing, Harry Fisher, people can find you at Harry Fisher, EMTP, on X. Closing comments.
I want to thank you very much for having me on, and thank you for everyone that's called. Send out a prayer to everyone out there. Just keep strong. Give it to God. Realize that there's a sea of people actually needing our help. They might not know it, but they're drowning in this ocean. I see a lot of people out there just drowning. And you'll look and you'll see some people raising their hands out of the water. Help those people that are raising their hands. Some people you can't help. But look for the hands out there in that sea of people and just help one at a time. I appreciate you, Alex. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you, brother. It's so epic. We're hit by history. And it's happening now, and we have to admit this. We have to admit where we are. We have to admit this is happening. God bless you, brother. And I'm sorry to Maria Z to take half her time. She understands that's part of the fourth hour. This happens sometimes. People can follow you, brother. You're under major attack. People should pray for you. Harry Fisher, EMTP. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to break in 2 minutes. If I don't do this, we won't be here. I need your prayers. I need your support. I'm not a victim, I'm an overcomer. The enemy hates me because I love God. I need your support. I need you to decide to support us. I need you to decide to share the articles and videos. Today I'll write headlines on this great, important show that'll save millions of lives if you take action. Our lives are in your hands. My life is in your hands. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. We have to admit that and just understand that God created this, and this is our free will, and we've done this to ourselves. So please support InfoWars. Please support Dr. Jones Naturals. Please get the great products that are there. Go there and buy some products because it takes money to fight the enemy. It takes money to have this crew who are willing to stand in the face of this but have to go home and feed their children. There are good men and women, but if you don't support them, what are we going to do? So I want to thank you all for your support. Go to drjonesnaturals.com for all the great products that are there. I'm not even going to talk about the products. They're great products. The topical wound gel, the immune gargle, the nano silver toothpaste, the next level financial energy. It's all there. I can't do this without you. I need your help. I'm asking for your help. And I'm asking for you to take action. But we're just one focal point, and the enemy is not that powerful. We can override them with God, but we have to say Jesus is God. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is in command, and we're going to follow Jesus. Satan almost had me 40 years ago, but God lifted me up as a standard against evil, and that's what God's doing to you right now. So please support us right now at DrJonesNaturals.com. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, take these articles, take these videos, and instead of reaching 10 million today, let's reach 100 million today. Let's change the world together. We're going to go to break. Great job of the crew. I'm going to tape with Dr. Martin coming up. That'll be tomorrow. But Maria Z and our special guest from Australia is about to join us on the other side. There are good men and women. There are people who love God. There are people fighting back. But will you stand with us? I know you are. All right, that's it for my segment. Maria Z takes over right now. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
HSBC and JP Morgan Chase. So you look at what do they do? What are they the biggest banks in the world of? Those two are number one and number two largest short sellers of silver on the planet. Those two banks. And now we're starting to see a short squeeze happening in silver. But we had 568 million ounces of silver being shorted, naked shorts, meaning they don't own the assets. They just put these futures contracts on them to shorts to drive the price down. Well, when you have a short position and the value of the underlying thing that you're shorting goes up, Alex, you lose money hand over fist in multiples, not dollar for dollar, but multiples. The day before Iran basically sent those drones into Israel, China made this announcement, said, hey, everybody in China, start buying silver. Don't just buy gold, buy silver.
You made the point that China was trying to call the naked shorts of the Western central banks.
Look at what's happened to silver since that time. Skyrocketing. You've got low supply, you've got high demand, you've got a short squeeze starting where the manufacturers of the world, the defense contractors, the aerospace industry, the fuel cell technology people, the solar people, they all need silver, and there's not much available because India has already committed to 66% of the world's supply this year. So here's where we've got this short squeeze happening. Physical supply coming out of inventory, not available for the manufacturers to purchase. And what has happened to the price of silver in the last 2.5 months? Literally, the last 75 days or so, silver's gone from 22 and a half to almost 32. It's up like 45% in 2.5 months. And you've got those Western banks that have millions, hundreds of millions of ounces of silver short, and the price went up 45%. They are losing money hand over fist. So part of me says this kind of being on the wrong side of a price move when it's leveraged could cause HSBC and JP Morgan Chase to have a really, really, really big financial problem. And their CEOs are jumping ship. They're getting out of Dodge. Our firm is just different. We charge 8% when you purchase, 0% when you liquidate. We buy directly from the depository in Shiner, Texas, the Texas Precious Metals Depository. So their wholesale prices, you tack on 8%, they ship it directly to you. When you sell it back, we take nothing, zero, and whatever the depository prices are, you get all of it. See, that's a huge difference from buying a rare coin, something that has a high commission, high premium, where even after the big move in silver that we've seen, you still haven't even broken even.
KEPM.com/gold. Check them out. Go on the site. Call them. Get a consultation. Email them. Talk to them. 720-605-3900. Again, that's 720-605-3900. One of the most important calls you would make, obviously, and like he was saying, get silver. It's up 40% on the year. He says they don't make such profits in silver. When the gold run starts, you use that profit to buy the gold, and you sell it back to Dr. Kirk Elliott with zero cost, which no big broker, no big company does. That's why there are 4.7-star ratings that nobody else has. KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com. What a powerful, powerful segment with Alex and Harry Fisher there and all of the callers. Thank you all so much for your bravery in speaking out. And it was almost like witnessing the triage of the New World Order, if I can put it that way, watching the war zone unfolding of all of these people dying or suffering disability as a result of the shots. But we do actually have other war escalations. We are already at war. The globalists have waged war on us through these poison injections. But my guest today, Michael Yon, is here to talk about the escalations towards actual the traditional sense of war, if you will. Michael, thank you so much for patiently waiting there and being on with us today. We appreciate you.
Thanks. And I was watching that with Alex and Harry. I mean, that was quite a segment. I wanted to jump to the screen and talk because where I'm at now, I will talk about the more kinetic war in a moment, but where I'm at now is Yokohama, Japan. And I'm here because I've been out with all the right scientists and doctors and whatnot for, many weeks now. And for instance, Dr. Yasumi Murakami, he's a virologist and immunologist, and he's a a professor of oncology at Tokyo University. He's talking about these self-replicating mRNA jabs that are being unfolded in a big way in October here in Japan. These are self-replicating. So I'm right next to Yokohama baseball stadium, right out my window. And this is where they jabbed people last Friday, about 100. And they said it was with a COVID jab. It was about a quarter of those were very young children. They're jabbing anybody over 6 months old, right? They said those were COVID, but they've already—
On a football field?
Go ahead.
Did I hear you right, Michael?
It's a baseball stadium, yeah. And it's the Bay Stars, as they call it. It's the Yokohama baseball stadium. So they only brought in about 100, and we were there for the entire time. We watched it, and they're going to do it again this Friday. So I'm in Yokohama, which is a very interesting place for every reason. But one of the reasons we're in Japan right now, it is so important, is about the jab. These self-replicating mRNA jabs are being manufactured by an American company in Fukushima Prefecture, Japan, and they will be rolled out big time in October. And these are, I mean, in Japan has all the same problems that we have. They have chicken farms burning down. Literally, they have Chinese buying land next to their military bases. They have everything that you hear at home is happening here, including migration, quote unquote. They're being invaded here as well, right? Same thing. It's across the board. Now, a lot of people say Japan would never do that. I can 100% assure you that they're doing it. And likewise with the jab. And so Japanese, like, for instance, one man that we talked with last Friday after he came out, that was his eighth jab. They have the same problems with the fertility. We were talking with a Buddhist monk last week, and he said that, you know, he's involved with a lot of— we talked with different people that are off the, you know, off the normal specter. You know, you want to talk with people at funeral homes. By the way, China is buying a bunch of funeral home capacity here in Japan, crematoria and that sort of thing. Yeah, interesting, huh?
Well,
yeah,
well, they're getting ready, Michael.
You can't make up
the
stuff.
EU has just ordered 40 million doses of injections. The US is in the process of procuring, or I believe already has made a deal for the quote unquote bird flu. So they're getting ready for the next round of deaths while they're getting ready to plunge us into kinetic war.
Right. As you know, a lot of people will fall for it. And so a huge amount, especially Japanese, because, you know, even many Westerners will as well, but the Japanese have a disadvantage of language. Most Japanese don't speak any foreign languages. And so it's much easier to sort of hermetically seal this place than an information campaign. And also they tend to be more compliant. But as you know, Japanese tend to be very well educated. They read a lot. And they're just a very great culture, but they're easy to game. And that's what the globalists are doing. By the way, I want to repeat again, I'm in Yokohama. This is the place famous for Commodore Matthew Perry, which Americans don't even seem to know about him, but he's a super famous guy here in Japan. He's the man who opened up Japan in 1853 and 54. And I mean, he came literally with gunboat diplomacy and opened it up. And this is the place that's famous for that. Interestingly, I was in an antique bookstore a couple of weeks ago in Tokyo, and I noticed Commodore Perry's first addition to Congress, his report post-mission, 1856. I bought them. Unbelievable. I told a bunch of admirals and Mike Flynn and everybody, and they're like, you got those books, right? And I'm like, they're sitting right beside me. I mean, what I'm getting to is that was the original globalist, you know, gunboat opened Japan, and now I'm sitting here. I mean, that water is right over here where he came in, and the stadium is right here. It's interesting,
Michael,
how this all comes together.
I want to ask you, because we've seen some really, you know, prominent top professors over there speaking out. We've seen apologies coming out, you know, for the injections. A lot of protests in Japan as well. Do you think that the majority is still asleep, or is there a genuine sort of uprising against this happening in Japan? Is it growing?
There is a growing organic uprising. That's certain. And however, the majority, I would say, are still asleep. There's some momentum growing, right? And there's some inertia, obviously. And like, for instance, when we were at that jab event last Friday on 14 June, there were people like, you know, trying to slip by. There was an anti-vax sort of, not protest. They weren't asking for any money or anything. Most of the people at the anti-vax protest at the door of the stadium, which again is right here, they were just trying to hand out flyers. And most of those people have family members who died. Like one man, his wife died. Another man, his brother died. Another, there was a whole, I mean, it was, you know, it was a couple dozen of them, and almost all of them had some family member or close friend who died. And all they were doing, you know how Japanese are, they're very polite, very peaceful, very respectful, but they were trying to hand out these flyers. And the people that were trying to get the jabs, they were like, they were really afraid of the non-jabs people. It was, you know, kind of weird. We got it all on video.
These people are insane. Michael, I want to pivot into the main reason I asked you to come on today, although everything you're discussing is important. And it's important to get a temperature check of different countries in the world, because if we think back to what they did during the COVID era, they tested different tactics on different countries to see how far they could push certain places. So it's important to have that temperature check of different countries to see what are they pushing? What are they getting away with here? Scotland right now, they're imprisoning people if they own one chicken and don't tell the government about it. 6 months in prison. I mean, this is insanity, insanity. They're destroying our food supply. And usually, Michael, destroying the food supply comes before complete destruction of people. You tweeted and Mike Adams retweeted as well. Credit to Michael Yon for posting this. Go to page 4 of this PDF from the U.S. Senate Armed Forces Committee team. I've sent you that link if you can bring it up. I've also sent you a picture of that section specifically. Notice the bullet point: amends the Military Selective Service Act to require the registration of women for selective service. Mike Adams has said this means women across America, just like men, will be sent to die in a global war with Russia and China. Talk to us about this, Michael, because this is pretty huge.
Oh, clearly. And, you know, these invasions that are happening across Europe and the United States and Australia with people from all over the world, this is clear. It clearly is a replacement population. It's open. They don't hide it. And, of course, they want to kill off the patriots. A lot of us have been saying this for years. Alex has been saying it. I mean, he's got a pretty bright spotlight. He sees things sometimes decades in advance. And like, for instance, that this would occur. I mean, it's actually nothing new on the InfoWars show to people who are paying attention to it, but it's clearly unfolding. It's clearly, for instance, the war in Ukraine. You know, many of us, I was in Lithuania just before that war broke out because I was actually down in Morocco studying the weaponized migration. And we saw that the Belarus was pushing aliens into Poland, or trying to in Poland. Poland pushed them back, and Lithuania. So I flew up from Morocco to Lithuania. And since I was with the Lithuanian army in Afghanistan, so I have good contacts. So they gave me access to these migrant invasion camps for 5 weeks. And I questioned a lot of them. And at that point, I'm like, hey, something's about to happen here, clearly. And so I started publishing that. But what I'm getting to is, you know, we can see, you know, those of us who saw what was unfolding, more or less, you know, you can never know the real specifics. But we knew that Ukraine would probably be slaughtered. And now that's clearly occurring. And we see the rhetoric, not just rhetoric, it's clear that we are getting closer. We're inching closer to nuclear war, right? Not to mention the other issues that are going on down in, you know, the Israel in that region. The Houthis, they hit a ship. The Houthis hit a ship in the Med. That's over 1,000 miles away with a ballistic missile and hit it. They hit a ship with a ballistic missile from over 1,000 miles away, right? So, I mean, this is really almost no traffic is making through the Suez Canal now, which is obviously increasing the prices in Europe for everything. And you know, and it, long story short, you know, down in Panama, it's very similar. An ambassador to an interesting country said in last week or so, he's curious why China is just showering money on Panama and the United States is just absent. Meanwhile, by the way, in the last week, Panamanians down in Panama, Central America, are lining up for the shots again. So, I mean, all these things are one, right? The shots, the weaponized migration, it's, you know, invasions, the food supply, the same here in Japan is happening. Chicken farms are burning here in Japan. You know, the same stuff is happening. You know, they're talking about eating crickets here and that sort of thing. Same thing, right? Energy issues, trying to make Japan dependent on, anyway, long story short, I've been to a lot of wars. I've studied a lot of wars. And one thing, the only two things that I'm sure that I can predict in wars is just two things. One is wars spread and they spread like fire. And the next thing is they spread unpredictably. Those are really the only two things that I can predict about all these wars I've studied or been in. For instance, you see, again, the war with Israel now, the war that's unfolding there, and it's growing because that's what wars do. The war in Ukraine, it's growing. That's what wars do, right? And they're growing unpredictably. Any idiot can start a war, but it's like a child starting a fire, right? Now, we don't know which way these things are going to go. Nobody does.
Well, but Michael, again, team, if you've got the link, I sent it through not that long before the broadcast. If not, just look up the document called National Defense Authorization Act Fiscal Year 2025 Executive Summary. Go to page 4 and you'll see it. Point 3, it's amends the Military Selective Service Act to require the registration of women for selective service. So, Michael, I mean, what are they preparing for? Where is America going to get involved next? And what do the American people need to understand?
Yeah, I published that as soon as I saw it. Clearly, if they start to draft people and you don't show up for the draft, then that's going to put you in legal peril. I mean, you know, for starters, they can start to put you in a different class of people. You know, they could, next thing you know, you're a felon and you can't vote, that sort of thing. There's all kinds of chess moves that you can play with this, right? And here we go. I mean, it's clear that these wars are going to spread. It's clear that we're going to see global famines. I've been warning constantly since about January 2020 of global famines, right? And a long flash to bang, but I continue to see these conditions being set for that. For instance, cutting off Nord Stream, cutting off Groningen gas field up in Netherlands, as well, which I warned about. And I warned about both of those in advance. I was in Germany at BASF plant twice, warning that I thought that they were going to shut Nord Stream. And then magically, it got blown up. And so, which either happened by the United States or space aliens, right? So, I mean, it's quite clear who did it. We threatened we were going to do it, and now it's done. You know, interesting, Prime Minister Abe, or former Prime Minister who was assassinated, he was actually good friends with the scientist I've been spending a lot of time with, Yasufumi Murakami. And Dr. Murakami told me that Abe, before he was assassinated, was starting to push back on the jabs, right? And another thing is Abe was interested in building the pipeline from Russia to Japan, natural gas, right? And, you know, and then he was assassinated. But the natural gas pipeline, there's a lot of people that don't want that to come to Japan. There's a lot of people that obviously don't want Russia and Germany ever to be empowered together. And Nord Stream was one of those issues. Interestingly, I just spent a month also in Taiwan. And for instance, it's quite interesting. I was meeting with all the right people like normal. And the day I left is when the Chinese Navy surrounded it, right? And China's threatening. I mean, they're going for it. At some point, they're going to go for it, right?
If I could just pause you there in terms of Shinzo Abe, I just had a really quick look while you were talking, because when I was studying the Boston Global Forum and the AI World Society, which, by the way, the second that you mentioned that topic on X, filled with porn bots, filled with all sorts of bots, that is the number one topic the globalists do not want you to share. In my experience on X, about the AI World Society, specifically the UN's AI World Society. This is a book that the Boston Global Forum have written where it says human beings are no longer considered humans. You are now defined as objects. We've entered you into a new social contract, whether you like it or not, and you have no more human rights, and you're now all AI world citizens. I'm telling you, the most censored topic on X. And so, Shinzo Abe, when I was studying this, he was part of it initially, And it looked like his vision for it was not what they turned it into. And I thought that there has to be a bigger reason this guy was assassinated. It's not just the shots. It's the fact that he realized this AI world society is literally the nightmare where you can't leave your zone. You have to get perpetual injections. You transfer your existence into the metaverse. This is what this AI world society is. It's living out your existence in the metaverse. And I was surprised to see his name on there, but that must be why, Michael. They take out those who are resisting the most, the biggest part of the agenda, which is the climate narrative. This is what I keep warning about. Any world leader that's apparently fighting the New World Order but is talking about climate change, just like all of these right-wing leaders, you know, so-called right-wing leaders in Europe, all talking about how they're going to get to net zero. I am very, very concerned about these people, Michael. They are setting us up for enslavement through the climate change narrative.
Oh, clearly. I was in a museum yesterday, a JICA museum. JICA is a sort of Japanese USAID, right? And I go to museums all over the world, dozens of countries. And the reason I do that is because of information warfare. I call it museum warfare. And in this museum, it's a JICA immigration museum. And it's actually 5 minutes from me now. And it's all about, there's a whole big section in there about SDGs, right? These sustainable development goals and all this nonsense. Which you see everywhere, which interesting. One of my partners that I researched the border with in Texas just sent me some of that SDG stuff this morning while I was on hold from Texas. I mean, I see this everywhere, whether it's Panama or Netherlands. They use this. And I'm telling you, the highest form of warfare is information war. I mean, that's why Alex has InfoWars, right? I mean, that is by far the highest form of warfare. Kinetics are after the information war either fails or it. Or information war was to set the table for a successful kinetic war or some other form of warfare to get what you want, right? And so that's what's happened. That's why we have no borders. That's why so many people lined up to get the jab and went nutso when people didn't get it. And there'll be other, you know, as this comes along, the next deadly thing. You know, interestingly, the 1976 swine flu it was a fake pandemic, right? And they injected about, 46 or 48 million people with this. I tried to find a book on that, because I've read stacks and stacks, about more than 60 books I've read on pandemic. And most of those were before this because I'm a war correspondent and I've always been a science geek. And so I'd read, so when we went into this, I was already kind of dialed into it. But what I was getting to is I had heard about the swine flu, 1976. But then when I tried to find a book for it, and I couldn't find one. One is out now, but I couldn't find one. And when I asked on Patreon about it, they threatened to block me off Patreon. And that was when I moved over to Locals, right? So, I mean, what I'm getting to, just asking, just an interrogative. I didn't say anything. I was just like, hey, I'm looking for a book on this, maybe an unpublished manuscript or something. And you see 60 Minutes actually back when they were doing their job in the 70s when they, you know, the swine flu supposed outbreak, which never happened at all, period. It just didn't happen. And tens of millions of Americans were hit with this jab and people were really hurt by it and are still damaged by it, right? And 60 Minutes actually got the CEO of one of the pharma companies. And you can find this. They try to hide it, but people keep republishing that interview. And, you know, the 60 Minutes just caught him straight up. It was just a total scam. And I found this other book from 1889. I read a lot of old books,
Michael, we've got about 4 minutes left. Sorry, I really want to ask you about where this is heading in the short time that we have left, because what I'm seeing is we have a huge amount of people that are waking up. We have these leaders that are coming in and saying they're for the people, but behind the scenes, they're absolutely 100% on board with the climate agenda. Javier Milei is a perfect example of this. He ran his campaign, presidential campaign on the fact that he said climate change was a scam. He was going to exit Argentina out of the Paris Agreement on day one during his his inauguration, he sent a delegate to the climate conference in Dubai to say no, Argentina's fully on board with the climate agenda. And so this is what we've got, these leaders that are telling us what we want to hear right now and betraying us in the next moment. This was, while he was being inaugurated, he betrayed his country. And so we need to be very, very careful. These people are leading us down a garden path, but at the same time, we have this escalation towards war. What I'm seeing is if they can't get control of the people through these fake leaders that they're potentially installing, then they're going to move to kinetic war. So in the next 3 minutes, just tell us, over the next few months before the presidential election in the United States, what do you see is going to occur?
Yeah, that guy was very to me. I never supported him. Something was wrong. We're clearly, the table is set for kinetic war. The table is set for, you know, the lights going out in America, that sort of thing, and your bank's not working and that sort of thing. We've all seen this, and I've been warning about it for years, as have others, and it's really down to the line at this point. And especially now that you got tens of millions of people in our various countries that will absolutely go Planet of the Apes on people in an instant, right? I mean, I spent most of my life in these other countries. And not in nice countries like Japan. You know, I'm running around places like Afghanistan for 2 years, that sort of thing. You know, and I realize what's coming at us. It's hard. It's very serious warfare on such an epic scale that has never occurred in human history. Not at this level. Not at this comprehensive pharma plus food plus kinetic plus information war on a level that's just never been done before, and other forms of warfare, climate warfare. It's just you know, you see the water cut off to the potato farmers. And long story short, be prepared. And this is permanent. This is not like a, you know, you just put your head down and the riots are over in a couple of weeks. We're looking at permanent changes. We're looking at a definite reduction of global population. Right. Various means, either directly death. For instance, here in Japan, people are falling, dying all the time. I mean, we were in a hotel recently and the guy collapsed in the lobby. Right. And this Buddhist monk said recently, about 10 days ago or so, he said he's involved in so many funerals now. And interestingly, he said a lot of people are dying in the bathroom. I don't know. That's just a random thing out there that he mentioned, and because it was maybe on his mind, but it was just, you know, just a random thing. But the bottom line is, clearly this is all being set up to remake the entire globe, and if we don't stand up to it, it's over. It's game over. It's
absolutely
not like you're
agree
just
with you, Michael. We are out of time today. Okay. We're out of time, Michael. Sorry. We will definitely get you back on. You can follow Michael Yon at Michael_Yon on X. Make sure that you share his tweets. He's got his finger on the pulse, his ear to the ground. Basically, feminists, if you don't want to die in war, to be drafted for war, it's time to stop voting Democrat. That's what I'm going to say in that last moment, and probably stop being a feminist as well. It sucks. Michael, thank you so much. You can follow me at Z_media. I'll see you next time.
What do you make of the attempt to take January 6th, which we know was a federally provocateur event at many levels, there were also some useful idiots that got sucked into it, in my view, to now project on that, no, it's not radical Islam that's the big threat. It's not communist China that's the threat. It's the American people and patriots that are the threat. And with straight faces, the CIA has come out and said, oh, we believe a civil war has already begun. We're going to have to arrest all the leadership. I mean, this is what a real authoritarian takeover looks like historically.
The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
The most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland, white supremacists.
The most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today, white supremacy is terrorism.
Can you speak to that with your historic understanding?
I expect something. Again, another distraction, I expect, because of what was staged on January 6th and what was staged up in Michigan to kidnap, you know, the fake kidnapping of the governor up in Michigan, Whitmer. I think we're going to see staged events. I really do. I mean, I really do think that, do not put past this administration, but their thugs in some cases that they have access to, do not put it past them to stage something.
said, there's a storm coming in.
I know.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.